the thigh bone lying on the ground.
I picked it up and thought, well, could be a kangaroo. But there was just the head on the femur, and a human doesn't have the large webbed bony protrusion that kangaroo does. And I thought, it looks awfully like a human bone. Then I put the bone back down on the ground, and at one point I'm pushing through this sort of pea scrub, and there's a skull on the ground.
In a frenzied attack, she is stabbed again and again, the killer still hacking at her body. She is raped. After she's dead. But this is not about sex. This is about power and control.
One person could deliberately set out to torture and kill someone they didn't even know just for the pleasure of it. I mean, it just must be pure evil, isn't it?
The ability of people to deny reality is great, and family members can readily deny that someone in their family has done wrong. I don't think that's always in their service, and I think when families would feel ashamed of what a family member had done, would seem to me to be a healthier way and perhaps better for the person who'd committed the crime. But to support someone who had committed such a crime is thereby endorsing the crime.
Others, I don't recall them too clearly. You know, it's what I mentioned before. All those missing people. It's a couple in the Western District and the rest along the New South Wales border. It just happens that way. It's no particular reason.
Can you remember any of them?
I can't recall exactly. Well, there was this one bloke, though. He stands out quite a bit. Can't really remember his name. What a wimp.
Oh, he was, eh?
Well, he picked me up in his car near Portsea. And we got a bit of a takeaway of food and something to drink. And later on, I got him to pull over, and I beat the shit out of him with a piece of wood. And he was pathetic. He was complaining and whinging, crying. You know?
And why'd you beat the shit out of him? What happened?
Nothing. You know? I buried him in the sand. See, he was one of those people that I saw. It just goes to show you how the mind works, doesn't it?
I've heard a lot of people talk about killing. I've always wondered what it must feel like.
No. There's nothing to it.
To have that sort of power over another person.
Not really. It's remarkably easy.